Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To start things out tonight, Wayne, you mentioned something that to me right before the show started that sounded intriguing. $800,000 is being paid out per day for public relations? What's going on?
No, actually, there's a story on antiwar.com by Paul Craig Roberts, and he claims that starting last year, the surge was that extra 20,000 to 30,000 additional U.S. troops sent to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And these extra troops, we were told, would finally supply the necessary forces to pacify Iraq.
Yeah, yeah, and they've been crowing about it ever since. It's supposedly working.
Yes, and he claims that it never made any sense because the extra troops didn't raise the total number of U.S. soldiers to more than one-third the number every expert has said is necessary in order to successfully occupy Iraq. He claims the real purpose of the surge was to hide another deception. The Bush regime is paying Sunni insurgents $800,000 a day not to attack U.S. forces. 800,000 members of an awakening group, the Sons of Iraq, a newly formed U.S. allied security force, consisting of Sunni insurgents, are being paid $10 a day each not to attack U.S. troops.
Not very good wages, but I suppose in that area of the world, maybe it's a good thing.
Sure. $10 probably buys a lot over there. Allegedly, the Sons of Iraq are now at work fighting al-Qaeda. This is a much cheaper way to fight a war. We can only wonder why Bush didn't figure it out sooner, according to Roberts.
So well, this is a PR effort.
You can't really win a war where you're just paying the enemy not to attack you.
Exactly.
Well, this is essentially a PR effort, right? Because they want it to seem like the surge is working. They want to be able to claim that it's working. And I don't know, is it really actually successful? Are they actually not attacking as a result of this? Or are the attacks lower than they were? I don't track the statistics on this.
It really depends on which side of the fence you go on. The Republicans say, yes, it's working. The Democrats say, no, it's not working. And there you go.
Well, according to this article, he says the surge was also timed to take account of the near completion of neighborhood cleansing. Most of the violence in Iraq occurred during the last 5 years has resulted from Sunnis and Shiites driving each other out of mixed neighborhoods. Had the two groups been capable of uniting against the U.S. troops, the U.S. would have been driven out of Iraq a long time ago. Instead, the Iraqis slaughtered each other and fought the Americans in their spare time. In other words, the surge has nothing to do with any decline in violence.
Very interesting. So $800,000 per day.
You know, it's sad that this is how we have to, this is how we have to fight wars now. We have to pay off the enemy not to attack us.
Well, of course, it could all be solved if they just bring everybody home. And
that much is true.
Not just from Iraq, but from all around the world. And stop saber rattling across all the 130 different countries that the U.S. military currently occupies. That would go a long way towards solving problems in the future, but neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have any plans to do anything like that, except for Ron Paul, who has absolutely come right out and proposed pulling the troops out from around the world.
We have an election coming up. You know, if they can minimize the amount of bad news coming out of Iraq till after the election, then there's a whole new round of bad news that can come out, and the political consequences aren't nearly as great because the new president coming in, whoever that might be, is not going to be, he'll be kind of clean of it for at least 6 months to a year.
So do you think that if the if the bad news coming out of Iraq is minimized, that the Republicans would actually have a shot at winning?
A slightly better bad chance.
Hmm. Well, anyway, there you go. 800 grand. 1-800-259-9231.
I mean, it leaves me speechless. It's just so likely and
What do you say to it? I mean, it's the government. It's not their money, so they'll do what they want, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been told these are terrible, terrible people. Now we're paying them not to attack us.
That's amazing.
And we're over there in their country. I know how to keep them from attacking us. Just get the troops out.
You know, it was interesting. It says the Los Angeles Times on February 16th reported that a U.S. airstrike managed to kill 9 Iraqi civilians and 3 of those Sons of Iraq. So the Sunnis are now abandoning their posts in protest, demanding an end to errant U.S. airstrikes.
These are the ones that are getting paid, you're saying?
Yes. So I don't think this is going to last very long, whole arrangement.
I don't think it is either. And they don't either. They just need it to last long enough that they can say that the surge was working.
So you said it was going only $10 per person, so it's going to, 80,000 guys?
Apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
It adds up. $10 adds up.
Yeah, I mean, didn't they give Saddam Hussein a lot of money back in the day and weapons? I mean, inevitably, won't they just use the money to invest in some IEDs and turn it right back around on the troops?
Likely.
Yeah.
You know, not only is it not their money, but it's not their lives either. The people that are fighting this war, on the ground, they have nothing to do with this. It's all the politicians in Washington.
Yeah. And this doesn't reduce the cost of the war. They're still paying through the nose to keep the troops over there and continue to run the operations they're doing. Now there's an extra $800,000 that's going to kind of keep things as quiet as they possibly can keep them.
Yeah.
Again, for PR purposes. That way they can claim that, well, the surge is working. See?
They don't tell you the facts behind the story. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Whoever let that one slip out, their butt's probably on the line.
Paul Craig Roberts used to work for the Reagan administration, too. So, I mean,
he's got connections.
He's not an outsider.
Right. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Dave in Ohio. Dave, listening on WAIS. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
I would say support Ron Paul because he'll bring home the troops right away.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, there aren't enough people like you, unfortunately.
I have a question.
Okay.
Can you give me Free Talk Live's email address, or when that has to be off the air?
Oh, no. There's a studio email address. You can email ftl@freetalklive.com, but understand that it's loaded with emails right now, and I am probably at least 100 away from being up to date. So,
okay, could you repeat that one more time?
It's easy. It's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. There you go. 800-259-9231. I should point out that we've had a few people call in recent times and ask me for my email address, and I've given out my email address. Don't confuse, and let me make sure I lay this out clear. If you send show prep to my email address, I will bounce you back an email saying, please send your show prep to ftl@freetalklive.com. Send something to me if it's a personal or business correspondence, and that's it. Because I don't want to clutter up my personal business email with show prep. Just, it's messy and annoying. So don't confuse the two. That's the reason I took my email off of the website and made the FTL one very prominent.
People send me show prep at my email address. I like it.
Well, that's fine, because you don't get a whole bunch of stuff, whereas I do. So 800-259-9231. Continuing here, there's a story out of the Texas, the News and Observer. Medical marijuana advocates in Texas lament the fate of a cancer patient turned federal fugitive who was shot and killed during a drug raid earlier last month in his North Raleigh home. Stephen Scott Thornton, 45 years old at the time, died Friday afternoon from wounds received as sheriff deputies and Wake County alcohol beverage control officers forced their way into his home that morning to search for evidence of marijuana plants. On the website for Texans for Medical Marijuana, a grassroots organization that lobbied for legalizing the drug for pain management, Thornton in 2006 described himself as a thyroid cancer survivor who used marijuana to control chronic pain, eliminate nausea, and gain weight. Now, this is clearly a dangerous man.
Yeah, you can't have somebody gaining weight and producing nausea. You know they're lying anyway.
The Wake County Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Ronnie Byrd was shot in the leg during the raid. Byrd was treated and released. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating the incident. No ABC officer or Wake deputy has been placed on administrative leave as a result of the shootings. So they just killed this guy, and they're just investigating. Nobody's under real serious suspicion here. When sheriff's deputies and ABC officers entered his home, they found evidence of a full-scale marijuana growing operation, including 43 marijuana plants in various stages of growth, soil additives, lights, and plant-growing chemicals, according to a search warrant. Thornton was wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service. He had fled Texas in late 2005. prior to being sentenced by a federal judge for possession of a firearm by an unlawful user of a controlled substance and for distributing marijuana and marijuana plants. Basically, the story here, and there's a little bit more to it, that a sick man decided to grow a little bit of marijuana for himself and his friends and got killed by the cops over it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Wade.
And Mark. Once again, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, enjoy, and get interactive with. Over 2,000 people are there contributing. Well, I guess not all of them contribute. Probably most of them are lurkers, but that's okay. It's still a lot of fun. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff, all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Jumping into your phone calls here in a moment, just to finish up the story. From the News and Observer in Texas, a medical marijuana patient has been shot and killed by the, the Texas Alcohol Beverage Control officers, as well
TABC.
As sheriff's deputies. Yeah, we actually talked to those guys before, the TABC. We have one of their bureaucrats interviewed on our guest page on the website.
She was very nice.
Well, she's not one of the killers, I guess, Mark. She was spokes bureaucrat. In this case, Thornton, the man in question, 44 or 45-year-old man, was wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service. He had fled Texas in late 2005 before he was to be sentenced by a federal judge for possession of a firearm by an unlawful user of a controlled substance and for distributing marijuana and marijuana plants. Texans for Medical Marijuana disbanded in May after two bills the group supported to legalize the medical use of marijuana stalled in the state legislature. Its former executive director didn't know Thornton, but said he was likely living with a lot of shame because he had to use an illegal substance for relief from his illness, and that his fear of prison was probably compounded by the prospect of receiving inadequate medical treatment. She said that it could have been a death sentence for him. And she now works, by the way, for the Marijuana Policy Project. A Republican activist and medical marijuana advocate called Thornton a casualty of a failed war on drugs. She said they took a life because of it, and her paraplegic son is also a medical marijuana user. Why have they spent $30 billion and not achieved a single goal? And when she says they spent $30 billion, she must only be referring to the last couple of years, because as I understand it, the federal marijuana, not marijuana, but the federal drug budget is something like over $17 billion a year. And that was the last time I heard the numbers, and that was probably a few years ago. So it's probably higher than that now. So it's been a lot more than $30 billion over the entire lifetime of the war on drugs. Anyway, Davis said Texans for Medical Marijuana didn't endorse the distribution of marijuana, but the organization did acknowledge the practice. She said, "We have to understand why people go to those extremes. When your quality of life is on the line, you're going to take a risk." Can you imagine for a moment that you have some awful terminal disease? In this case, I believe it was cancer that this man had, thyroid cancer. You have some just awful, painful, terrible disease, and you've tried the various different medical establishment treatments, and they're just not... They're just not cutting.
It's not doing it for you. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have one of these illnesses, but I'm certainly not going to be the one that's going to tell these people, "Look, you're lying. We know better. Marijuana is just a dirty, dirty weed.
You just want to get high."
I don't have what it takes to do that.
Yeah. So imagine that you're in that situation where you're in pain every single day of your life, and somebody maybe comes to you and suggests or persuades, you get persuaded to try marijuana. It's maybe a last-ditch effort. For many of these people, it is. You know, for many of these people, they've exhausted a lot of the other options on the table, and they're just giving it a shot.
Yeah, why not?
And, wow, huh, you actually experience some relief, some real significant relief from just a few puffs on a marijuana cigarette or a bowl. And it must be just a shocking, stunning experience for these folks, and it must be even more shocking when they find out that they're going to have to dodge the law in order to get their hands on it. So what this guy decided to do, instead of go out and do business on the street and rely on the black marketplace to acquire his drugs, and anybody that's ever bought drugs in the black market knows how unreliable it can be. You know that from time to time it just dries up. From time to time you just can't get anything. And there's various different reasons. Sometimes it's because people get busted. Sometimes it's because usually it's because drug dealers are lazy. And they just don't, you know, they're just not properly motivated. They're not competing in a real marketplace with real competition. So they get it to you when they get it to you. you know? So if you are a medical patient, you need something a little bit more reliable than, well, when it comes in. So this guy took it in his own hands, got some marijuana seeds, and set up his own grow op, and was likely selling the marijuana to people that he knew, and probably some other medical marijuana patients were purchasing it from him. Certainly he was using it to relieve his own pain. And maybe he got a little bit too big for his britches or something like that. Maybe, word got out. Somebody snitched him out. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure about all the details behind the case. But, you know, this guy wouldn't have ever probably had any interest in doing this had he not had this terminal disease. But just imagine placing yourself in that position. This is the one thing, this plant, this illegal plant, is the one thing that can provide you with easy relief from your pain. And are you willing to break the law to get your hands on it? This guy was.
It's a plant that grows in the ground, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a drug that's made by a drug company that's refined, that's never, ever seen a human body before in history of the world. This is something that's been around for thousands of years, if not more. And we've talked in the past, the real reason why it was criminalized back in the 30s was to eliminate competition for the people who owned a lot of timber.
It was also used a lot, at least promoted as being used a lot by them brown folk as well. So there was a bit of a racist momentum behind that also.
I'm sure that was used, but the real motivation is usually monetary more than racial.
Sure. DuPont, for instance, wanted protection, I believe. William Randolph Hearst, yep. The newspaperman, was also involved.
There's huge money in timber, owning timber. And even now there's a lot of major endowments to universities who own timber interests.
Well, now there's a lot of federal bureaucrats and state bureaucrats that are getting paychecks based on the war on drugs, so it's even more entrenched than it's ever been and far more difficult to make a change. But I just wanted to point out for people that might have, you know, not understood, well, why is this man breaking the law? Well, he's in pain. He's going to do what it takes. You're going to die anyway. You might as well, right?
Yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen, right?
Well, in this case, the worst thing was the cop shot him to death.
Well, he was going to die, right? So, I imagine they didn't feel like it was that big of an issue.
It's just another sad, tragic loss of life. Another unnecessary loss of life. A man who was not a violent person. He's being celebrated after his death.
Hmm.
Usually when somebody gets into a shootout with the police,
yeah, they bail people.
They don't throw a party for them later on. So I just want to share it with you as yet another tragic loss that was completely unnecessary because the government, your precious government that's supposed to be protecting you, they want to ban a plant. They want to make a plant into contraband, and they have done it, and the insanity continues and it needs to end. Your call's on the way. People want to talk about Ron Paul and more, all coming up. Your calls, if you make them, 800-259-9231. Plus, Mark, you're going to tell us about a nightclub somewhere in America that has decided to just say no to the smoking ban, or at least figure out some sneaky way around it. We'll share that with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08. 8 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free. It tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money.
Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want to. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, a giveaway. So enjoy those on us, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, take a look, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? You can. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We go to your phone calls to the AMP line. It's Ziggy in the UK. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi. I just want to pick up on something Mark said about that woman who worked for drug prohibitionist.
Yeah.
You said that she was a nice woman?
Yes, the bureaucrat, the spokes bureaucrat for the Texas alcohol bureaucracy or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, Joseph Goebbels never murdered anyone himself. Mm. But he was a front for the Nazis. He was their spin doctor.
A very good one.
He was just as complicit in the Third Reich as Hitler was.
It's an excellent point.
And she is just as complicit in fronting these murderers. I'm disgusted by that story. I really am. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you. Amazingly, I've just been out with a couple of libertarians for pizza and beer, and we've all been brought together by one book, On Liberty by John Stuart Mill.
Which I'm not familiar.
Sorry?
I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar with the book.
The book Mill's harm principle is very important to libertarianism. It is basically do as you wish as long as you don't harm another person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's explained in quite great detail. And basically, it defines modern libertarianism. But it was always overshadowed because it was written around the same times as Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto.
Mm.
And of course, everyone went for that book and not for John Stuart Mill.
Mm. How unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, Mill is very important, and I do recommend anybody who's a libertarian should try and read that book.
What is it that, you know, is in that book that isn't in the more modern libertarian books?
It's more simple. Explains it more simply, probably in a time when, you know, before we had huge communication and life was a lot more complicated. That's why. I mean, it was a book which, it was one of the two books which kind of woke me up. The other one, strangely enough, was Jean-Luc Rousseau's The Social Contract, which isn't a little confusing, as Jean-Luc Rousseau was confusing himself. Basically, right. He said that, you know, we should all agree to the common will. But yeah. Then he says man is in chains. Well, the reason man is in chains is because we give in to the tyranny of the majority a lot of the time.
No doubt about that. You know, there's so many different books out there to learn about liberty. It's you know, it can be very difficult to choose which one to read. I don't know. I find that books written back in the olden days kind of are written in that old style language, and
I have for me sometimes.
I have a tough time processing it.
I'd say probably the most important book of the 20th century is Orwell's 1984. Because it tells you how the state works. The trouble is people seem to think it's some futuristic sci-fi dystopia. And sure, at the time it was. But he tells you through that setup how government works. How people can surrender their liberty for security, about perpetual war, about how the government lies to you.
Yeah, you know, I've heard nothing but good about that book, and I'm definitely going to get to it one of these days.
Well, Ziggy, you know, if I had my way, there would be two things I'd teach in school. One would be Orwell's 1984, and the other one, I'd get all kids to listen to Nevermind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols.
Thanks for the call time, Ziggy.
Save the Queen.
800-259-9231, and in a free market educational environment, you could hire Ziggy to teach your kids.
Just that. He could, well, you know, given the right tuition agreements, he could get John Lydon to come in there and perform it right there in front of everybody. 60-year-old man rolling around in a wheelchair going anarchy in the UK.
We seem to be having some serious trouble with our internet streaming right now. Not sure why, but I'll try to work it out as time goes on. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, though. It's Mark in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Glad to see your show here. We've got you up on Ron Paul TV, and we're really enjoying it. Got a gang out here. And we wanted to tell you how much we appreciate your show.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, what is Ron Paul TV?
Ron Paul TV is, Justin TV is where I'm actually at. But Ron Paul TV can be gotten from the Ron Paul link.
Yeah.
And it's a television. It's done by a group of Ron Paul supporters. And we have different things. It's a chat group that we get in and just talk about politics.
Now, I thought that Justin TV was this website where you can watch people broadcast video live from their, you know, like a little helmet cam.
Yes, you can. And I'm actually on Justin TV and Ron Paul TV.
So you're using the Justin.TV technology to broadcast this Ron Paul TV?
Right. And you're actually on the link right now. We're enjoying your show.
How is it that, now, what are you using for the video footage? Because, I mean, we've got our webcam, but I don't know. Can you link into that, or are you just, is it a black screen? What are you putting up on the actual?
Well, the fellows over at the Ron Paul TV headquarters have got this page set up, and what they do, they can pretty much link into whatever they need to put on there, whether it's the current event of the day or some Ron Paul special, or in this case, your show.
That is fantastic, and I'm very pleased to know about it. Always nice to find out when people are picking up the show. In fact, if you keep it up, send me an email, and we'll put you up on our affiliates link on our website so people know they can go there to listen. Is this something you guys are doing on a nightly basis, or is tonight the only night that it's happened?
Well, I have seen you on there before. It's different programs that are in support of Ron Paul, such as yours. And I tell you, you guys have a wonderful show. It's so great to be able to call in as a little guy and still be able to voice your opinion. And
well, that is the purpose behind the program, to leave the phone lines open for anyone to call about whatever might happen to be on their mind. I mean, as you know, this isn't a show about Ron Paul, but we happen to be fans and love to give him as much attention as, you know, as we possibly can. So
we sure do appreciate it. There was a couple things I wanted to mention, you know.
Sure.
If I may, Ron Paul, even though people think that the election's over, it's not. He's still in the running, but we think there's something more important. Even if he loses, we're winning something. We're trying to get a message out, and it's a message of truth that you know, our government has literally been taken over by socialists and communists.
Sure has. They call themselves Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, we want to talk about, you know, Section 1042, which gave the U.S. Military their powers on the United States soil for the first time, which was an absolute catastrophe. And some of the other things that have gone through, like Directive 51, which just about gives totally eliminates the check and balance system and almost makes Bush or any president a dictator. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if the next president goes off their meds and actually exercises this stuff? You know, we can't get people to actually understand what's happening.
Yeah, you're right. There's been a lot of legislation passed, and most of it has gone pretty much unheralded in the mainstream media that really does lay the groundwork for, I mean, martial law in America. It's all there. It can all be done, and it's exactly like you said. They just haven't done it yet. It's just a matter of really it's more of a matter of when. When will they implement these tyrannical measures? Because it's supposedly legal. They've already exonerated themselves from all the torturing and the awful things they've done in the past. They retroactively exonerated themselves from that. And so, you know, it's very clear that whatever they do in the future, we know they're going to get away with it. So they're just waiting for something. They're waiting for the next excuse to crack down. And even if they don't crack down all at once, we've seen that over time, they just, you know, they ratchet it up bit by bit. What was it? A couple days ago, we were talking about the Amtrak. Train stations are now going to have TSA agents at them, searching people randomly. So you're seeing the police state expand out ever further day in and day out, and it's really frightening.
Yes, it is. It's really a shame. But we really appreciate your service, and we're going to try to get that message out to people as much as possible. And the biggest thing is talk about it because, you know, it's a question of when. The more you talk about it, the more they'll delay it.
And also the other question is, what are we going to do about it? And I suggest, of course, the Free State Project as a real solution in the absence of a, you know, Ron Paul win this year, which unfortunately doesn't seem too likely. The Free State Project is really something where activists can really get as active as they want to for liberty, and it's really exciting. Thank you for the call tonight. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Trolls charge them to cross bridges. Banks levy them to use ATMs. But I know an automotive fee that's next best to free and good for the environment. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Believe it or not, there's a fee that keeps two things green, your wallet and the environment. When purchasing a new battery for your vehicle, a core charge levied by the government is collected by retailers. So where's the good news? Trade in your old battery and the fee's waived. Or if you forget to bring it with you, just return it later and the core charge will be cheerfully refunded. An environmental bonus? Used batteries kept out of landfills are collected from retailers and recycled. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, you want to support the show, you like what we're doing here, then you can shop with us. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and get yourself some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. I've got the hoodie on right now, nice and cozy warm. Also, lots of other great stuff there. It's all Free Talk Live originals at store.freetalklive.com. That again, store.freetalklive.com. We just spoke a moment ago with a guy that alerted us to a new internet affiliate, sort of, I guess. Maybe they're testing us, I'm not sure, because I haven't actually been contacted by anybody who's setting all this up, but the Ron Paul TV channel is apparently airing Free Talk Live as we speak, and they are somehow, through the magic of wonders of the internet and technology, somehow what they're doing is they're pulling our video camera feed, because we have a cam in here, and you can see it for yourself at cam.freetalklive.com. But a few months ago, we added this video cam feed for people to watch for, you know, whatever reason they want to watch us sitting here in the studio. That's great. But the great thing about the cam is it has a really high-quality audio stream as well, at least when it works. And I'm told that sometimes it's kind of iffy. But, hey, what do you want for free, right? We still have other streams. So if the cam audio stream isn't working so well, then you can try the other ones. But what's amazing is that not only have they somehow pulled our stream and made it into their own stream, because that's not our stream that you're watching. They're serving it on their own server, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They've also taken our logo and superimposed it upon the video feed. So it's not just our raw feed.
How come they have a better setup than we do?
I don't know, man.
That's what they do for a living.
But they're doing a fine job, and I'm impressed. So thanks to whoever it is over there that made the decision to put Free Talk Live on the air. 1-800-259-9231. I'll try to dig up an email address for those guys after the show and send them thanks that way. So 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. It's Neil in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you guys were aware that Ron Paul put forth a bill to Congress to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, is this a brand new development?
Actually, he apparently introduced it in June, but it doesn't surprise me that you haven't heard about it. It's a H.R. 2755, Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act.
That would be lovely.
It would totally shut down the Federal Reserve. There are websites right now that are trying to get together, like petitions and such. I just want to really encourage people to call your congressmen and your senators and tell them that you really want this to happen.
I really do want it to happen. Ron's done this before.
Didn't Downsize DC pick this one up recently, this issue?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I sent a letter to all three of my Congress critters on this one.
Yeah, you know what I think I did was I saw the Downsize DC email come in, and it mentioned something about Ron. I saw something about Ron Paul has a new bill in, and I just scrolled right down to the bottom, and I clicked the link to send the emails out. So I believe I've actually sent emails on this without even really knowing much about it. Yeah, if Jim Babka tells me to send an email about something, it's just like, all right, whatever you say, Jim. Sure thing.
Yeah, he's done this. Ron Paul's done this before. He's introduced similar bills, but now because of his presidential campaign and the rising awareness of this issue, I think you're going to get more popular support for it.
Maybe so. I hope it gets at least a handful of votes. I don't know what to expect. I wouldn't expect much, but, it never hurts to call these guys. So good suggestion. What was it again? HB what?
HR 2755.
HR 2755. And go check downsizedc.org. That may be a real easy way to get in touch with your representatives on this one, because, again, I believe that Jim Babka over at downsizedc.org is using this as one of his issues there and supporting this. So it's a great idea. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, the only other thing I wanted to tell you guys about is there's also a website that's being maintained that promotes candidates with Ron Paul's platform or as close to it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they're actually endorsed by Ron Paul. It's paulcongress.com. And if you click on Liberty Candidates while you're there, it gives like little dossiers and links to their individual websites. I was actually pretty happy. There's one in Michigan whose platform is really good. Unfortunately, she's not in my district. But,
now, how are they vetting these candidates? How are they going to know for sure whether or not they're actually serious about liberty, or they're just another politician that's jumping on a bandwagon because he thinks it's going to get them votes?
Well, I don't know for sure. I've only started using this website recently, but it seems that the people who put it together are really, concerned about that. But I've looked at all the people's platforms, and they're very specific about anything that doesn't quite jive. Like, for example, there's another Texas guy who, is pretty much like Ron Paul. He just he wants us to finish the war in Iraq before we leave. He doesn't just want to leave the government.
That's a pretty serious difference.
He doesn't want to leave the country in shambles. But other than that, he's pretty much the same. And I guess a lot of it is just that I don't think people even understand that there really are more Ron Pauls out there. And also, I wanted to
So they're listing that guy, the guy that wants to keep the war going and clean up the mess somehow? They're listing that guy on this website?
Well, what's listed is just that, it states that he's another guy who's running for Congress in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is, let's see, he's right here.
I don't really care.
Three pages of these guys, by the way. So when you go to the bottom, make sure you look. But, it just says that he wants to finish Iraq as quickly as possible, but he still wants to finish Iraq. But
Sounds like a politician. Yeah, exactly. How do you finish Iraq? I mean, there's no end game there. So that's you might as well mark him down as just being another neocon.
What is the current end game for Iraq? What are they intending to do over there now? They want to stabilize it? Well, hell! I mean, if you look at some of the cities in this country, aren't stabilized.
Yep. If I was organizing this particular website, I would not allow anybody to be on it unless they signed the Small Government Pledge at the Center for Small Government, which says, I will vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses. That's the pledge in a nutshell. And if a candidate is not serious enough to sign that particular pledge, then they shouldn't be promoted as any sort of liberty-oriented candidate. So I'd be real cautious towards supporting any of these guys. I have a very cynical view. Yeah, very cynical towards these politicians, and I believe that you're going to see a lot of people jump on board this bandwagon because they've seen how energetic the Ron Paul supporters are. And, if you're a politician, you want those energetic people on your side. And if you can get them on your side by telling them what they want to hear, which is what politicians do, then you might have a better chance if you've got the best of the best activists. And that's what Ron Paul attracts. He really attracts some outstanding activists. And I would hate to see a lot of these activists that are really excited about Ron Paul sort of glom on to one of these other candidates thinking they're going to be like Ron Ron Paul and then find out later on that, oh, whoops, I was supporting a guy that actually supports this government over here and supports big government here, and, you know, be bummed out or disappointed by that. And then, of course,
well, it does give you resources to look them up yourself. I would suggest that anybody investigate a candidate for themselves. It just kind of gives a guideline. But, I mean, I'm looking at everything else. He's pro-life, pro-guns, America first, in jobs, energy, and industrial power, secure America, reduce foreign dependencies. It's our land. Make English the official language. No,
it all sounds awful to me. It sounds terrible. I mean, sounds frightening. Sounds very scary.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Ron Paul didn't suggest making English the official language, did he?
They've asked him, and he just said that's the language we speak, but he didn't, like, make a big issue about it.
Yeah.
Just what I had heard. But, I mean, overall, though, one more thing I wanted to mention was in addition to Ron Paul TV, I believe you're also being simulcasted on ronpaulradio.com. Everything at Ron Paul TV is also casted onto Ron Paul Radio generally.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear about that. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think it's probably this website he's talking about, paulcongress.com, might be a good starting point,
mm-hmm.
you know, to begin to filter down the candidates. But I would not take, just because a person is listed on this particular website, obviously based on what that guy said, does not mean that they have any sort of comprehending or understanding of what liberty is all about. I mean, if you're advocating continuing the war in Iraq, you don't understand the libertarian principle, you don't understand the non-initiation of force, or either that, you've just rejected it, one or the other. And either way, you are not a liberty-oriented candidate.
A lot of Ron Paul's support came from the fact that he was, you know, against this war.
Get out and get out now. Sure. Yeah.
I think he inspired a lot of people and opened a lot of people's eyes. But I'm looking, there are three pages of candidates right now on this website. And I'm looking at Greg Lewis for Congress out of Florida, and his platform looks essentially like Ron Paul's. So I think you're going to get some that are authentic. The problem is when you get to Washington for the first time, you're somewhat of a deer in the headlights, and it gets really tempting not to get sucked in or to get sucked into this whole machine in Washington. It was something Ron Paul resisted successfully.
Right.
Not all of them are going to be able to do that. So you will get a percentage who will, though.
Yep. So there's a difference between looking at a candidate's platform and actually having that candidate put their name on a line, on a pledge that says they support small government.
Sure,
every
lots of
issue,
them
every
lie
time.
About their platforms all the time.
Absolutely. That's what the Republicans have been doing for decades. Okay?
Right.
Yep. So don't let them fool you with the same old tricks. Just because they're calling themselves a Ron Paul candidate doesn't mean anything. Remember, these are politicians we're dealing with. More on the way. Treat them with caution. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.